Last time on Mystery Date.
With Melora's return, it's a sign of, like, good things to come, but we need to awaken the spirit guardians, tear down the wall, and bring down the Dark King.
All you see with the scientist barks, you're looking for them, is, like, one of them stands up and just kind of goes, please stop.
I shoot him up the butthole and he explodes, idiot.
I think he's gonna, like, look at his, like, bisected brother and, like, look over at, like, the, you know, dissolved scientist.
Look at his bisected brother.
And this terrifying skeletal coyote that has his sword sticking out of the side of him. And he just drops to his knees and holds up his hands like, I give up.
That's a huge mistake.
That's his action. So,
yeah, we're definitely gonna kill this guy, right?
I mean, yeah, I'm not, like, you can do whatever you want to him.
Whatever we want.
Okay. Good. Good game. Good stuff. Okay.
Oh, man.
Next up is the scientists. They're just still crying. They're just crying on the ground. The scary child shaking their head. His head at them. They don't like that at all. I think one of them just kind of says, like, what are you? Say anything. Okay. Great. That's, yeah, mentally upsetting. That one actually takes a point of psychic damage and just dies.
Oh my god.
Oh, hell yeah.
I thought you were gonna, like bellow with your psychic voice, you know? Oh. But.
For the stat book, this still counts as my kill, right?
Yeah.
It's not, the scientists aren't worth a lot of XP, spoiler, so. It's fine. Raphael, you were next.
Okay, sick. Yeah, I'm gonna keep, I don't know. I mean, honestly, it seems like a... Whatever, fuck it. Yeah, I'm going to just try to stab this guy again with my rapier.
You have advantage.
I do, because he's prone.
He's, yeah, well, he's just like, you know, I think he's just ready to sheathe the sword, if you will.
Yeah, gotcha. That, I think, is actually going to hit. That
please
is
hit him.
A 19.
It does hit him.
Nice. All right. That's 19 piercing damage.
Oh god.
Oh, boy. I mean, he's starting to do the, like, coughing up blood thing, but he's still alive. Upsetting. Oh, Raspy, yeah. Please clean kill Raspy.
I mean, I think
Raspy's not even near that guy.
I was gonna run up and kill the other scientist. I think probably.
Oh, sure.
Can he not? Because we might want to question him.
Yeah, he cannot. I'd like Raspy.
Yet.
Raspy, come back and kill this guy. We need a scientist alive. Yeah, I'm gonna run back to 45 feet to the guard. And I will try to bite him with advantage for several reasons.
Yep.
Execution by Skeledog.
That is also a 19.
Yep.
I think I just roll one of these.
Raspy.
That is a plus 3, I think that's 10 piercing damage.
That does it. Raspy, describe your kill.
Absolutely.
Raspy just is, like, sprinting, like, these, like, 45 feet and just, like, does a lunge and just, like, grabs this guy by the neck and just, like, takes him to the ground, like, really hard, like a cloud of dust. And then you just see some shaking and, like, limbs going, and then, like, Raspy's just, like, sitting there, like, sitting down, and his, like, tail's wagging, like, super fast, like, kicking up dust, and there's just a dead guard right there.
Yep.
Well, just as everyone predicted, this battle ended with me and Raspy doing all the killing.
Yeah, good job, everybody.
We did it.
Okay, let me guys get some XP. Isn't that exciting?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I have a note here that I didn't give you the XP yet from the first two guys you killed.
Mm-hmm, correct.
That is correct. I have to
include those as well. Okay. We'll throw in a little bit for the scientists. Why not?
Each? I'm just going to say it now because you know we're going to say it very soon anyway.
You each get 550.
Okay.
What are we at? 6050?
Correct.
Nice. Good job.
Hooray.
And that was just the three of you. I don't know how we're doing with Rasp, but he can just have some.
He's just feeling great. You tell him. Yeah, you tell me. But yeah, he just feels great. And I say, good boy, Rasp. And yeah, I guess like I kind of just gesture to Samson to help me like drag these bodies, like maybe just like off to the bottom of the platform instead of just like in the middle of the tracks. And like I don't do anything. Like I'm like pulling, like I'm on there, but like I can't. So like my hands are on it, but I'm not really contributing.
Are you like hiding them somewhere?
Yeah,
you,
like... I think we should hide them in the jungle.
Oh, in the brush. We can put them with the other corpses with their brothers.
Right.
Or make them sink into the bog.
Is there a bog? I don't care. Who cares? Nobody's coming back here. We'll just kind of toss them out like trash. Just as long as nobody can see them when the train is pulling up.
Fuck me. Eat me. Throw me in the trash.
Fill me full of cream.
Ew.
That's what my last will and testament was going to say.
Okay, so I think I forgot to mention also, so there's the train platform, right? And then there's also, like, a shed, like, kind of, like, off to the side.
I'm not putting it in the shed. It's going to get stanky in there.
I'm just mentioning it because I forgot to, like, say that at the beginning of the session.
Should we check it out? Did you put a bunch of work into prepping the inside of that shed? And you're like, I'm going to be fucking mad if they don't go in that shed.
Nah. It's not one. It's just...
Spent hours on the shed puzzle.
There's a magical door that's got five tinier doors in it, and each
Mr.
one. No,
Tums? Yeah, like,
this actually seems like a really good place to store my newest treasure. This human body that belongs to me. Come along, human body. The alive scientist.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So one scientist is still alive, barely. Like, a stiff wind would probably finish the job. So
that's how I like him.
I'm not healing him. He's going to die as soon as he answers our questions. So what are you going to do?
So guys, I should be honest with you. I knew it would be smart to question this guy, but I have no idea what to ask him. So I already did my contribution, and I wander away.
All right, I'll get in there. Raphael, maybe you should check on the dog.
Yep, okay, can do. And I also, I'd like to take this opportunity before I forget to officially put on the like crossbow or the short bow, like bone.
Oh yeah,
For the necrotic damage and magical damage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rasp, come here, and I'd like to just kind of get him. And I think we're gonna just sort of. I would like to assist Samson in his interrogation by having Rasp just like growl, like, really intensely, like very close to this guy's face. I just want to say, answer his questions, or my undead dog bites your face off.
Yeah!
So I'm taking the help. That's me taking the help action on this interrogation.
Cool.
I guess it goes without saying that I'm intimidating this guy, but I said it anyway.
Okay, so do I get to roll a thing to try to not be intimidated? Like a...
I think I roll a thing to try to intimidate you.
Okay.
And then you kind of come up with how hard it would be.
Yeah. So you want me to give it a roll now or?
I do.
Okay. 10.
He's extremely intimidating.
You have advantage. Okay, I was gonna say you have advantage specifically because of the hellback.
Oh.
You don't even need it.
You got it.
Well, whatever.
The difficulty was very low.
Okay.
Because he's a bitch.
He's a bitch.
Well, Sonny Jim, looks like your time has come. Speaking of time, what time does the train get here?
Any second.
Any second? Oh, damn.
Yeah, you actually hear in the distance a... I think it's coming.
All right. Is there
That's the train.
Any sort of password or signal we gotta give them?
I mean, they're waiting for three scientists, and now you only have one scientist.
Ah, correction. Wrong. We got zero scientists. And I'd like to just fucking stab him to death.
Okay. Oh my god. Did you at least stab him in the neck so you didn't fuck up the lab coat?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Alright, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we gotta get changed, like, right now.
Yeah, yo! We gotta put all these lab coats shoppity chop!
That will not work. Those do not fit me. However, I'd like to put on my professor costume that we have established the entire campaign that I have had. It's a tweed jacket. I would like to clearly be a more academic scientist rather than like a field scientist. Like,
all right,
you're like an art historian.
Oh, these paintings, oh, El Greco. Yes.
Okay.
That sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put on one of these fucking things.
And I guess we assemble on the train? On the platform?
Can we slide this guy this into like whatever stable or whatever they were fucking hiding behind? This like bus station.
The train platform.
Try to obscure the bodies in platform 9 3/4 and
Damn, we're not even gonna be able to rifle through these guys for any fat loot. Well, we can always do that when we come back.
Really fast. Okay, you're right.
Did you interrogate him in the shed?
Yeah.
Oh, there is like a map in there of the train route. If you want it. That's all that was in there.
Yep, let's grab that.
And a toilet.
That's just helpful. A toilet?
Let's stick his head in the toilet.
Nowhere to put the guy.
Yeah. Stick his head in the toilet.
Okay.
I flush it once.
And
it's not that kind of toilet.
Okay. Well, I don't then.
I mean, there are trains here, but there's no. Okay, whatever. Whatever. It's your world. It's your world.
They apparated away. It's like Harry Potter. If it's good enough for a $1 billion empire, it's good enough for Mary's.
If it's good enough for notorious turf J.K. Rowling, it's good for us, right? I guess we'll. Can we assemble as nondescriptly as possible for us?
You do great. There's no like obviously visible corpses. You guys are in academic outfits.
Yes.
Raspy is there. I don't know what you want to do with him.
I take one of the scientist's glasses off. They definitely have them on. And I put it on on Raspy. Just, you know.
He still has a sword coming like 90 degrees out of his rib cage.
He's an experiment!
I think we're gonna have to roll with it. Museum. You're right. I totally forgot about that. I think we're just going to have to roll with it.
Yeah, because at this point the train does pull into the platform.
Okay.
Yeah, what convenient timing. So it's a little chugga chugga.
Just there's like Raspy,
and then that's Raspy, and then it stops, and there's the whole like thing that trains do, the steam engine spoilers. And a couple of guys get out of the like car behind the engine and start like. You know, there's, like, that water tower over there and the coal tower over there, and they're, like, you know, loading up the train. And then one of the cars further back... See how many cars are on this train total? I don't know if it matters. One, two... Okay, there's 10 cars on the train, and, like, the back... I think, like, a car that's, like, 4 cars from the end... The door opens and a guy, like a guard, steps out and he like waves to the three of you to like come down to the car.
Excellent. I'd like to walk in front for this.
Yeah, you definitely seem like you're the boss.
Yeah, and Raspy's at my side. I say, "Come, Raspy, we're aboard the train," and I walk up and I say, "A good day, my man."
Yeah. Hello. You gotta get in the car. It's time to go.
Of course. Right up. Here we are, boys.
What's up with this dog? I wasn't told there would be a dog.
I found him in the swamps, murdered by some sort of barbaric sword blade, and I raised him from the dead as part of my experiments.
He looks down at a clipboard that he's holding in his hand. He flips a couple pages, and he's like, whatever, okay.
Very good, my man. And I'd like to tip him 1 gold. I flick it just up.
He kind of holds it and is like... He bites it.
I assure you, it's very real and quite clean.
Anytime somebody bites a coin, you know they're a real salt-of-the-earth type character.
Yeah. It's a shame we're going to have to murder this guy because he's working in this train. I gotta poison all my coins. Fuck. That would be a great way to murder somebody.
Yeah. Like, He looks at his little clipboard again. He like gets points to you guys see on the train, and he's like checking his notes, and he's like, "Were there four guards here? Where'd they go?"
I think they're in some sort of weird quadruple. Well, that's judgy, but it's not for me.
I don't know. Can you roll a deception check?
They're in some kind of normal quadruple.
It's just for them, and it's not my thing.
Can you roll a deception check?
Oh, yeah. Deception.
You gotta be good at that, right?
I'm okay at it.
I'm not gonna make you roll for the whole scientist disguise thing. We'll make you roll for accusing the guards of being in a quadruple.
18.
That works. He's just kind of like, I knew it.
Yeah, those guys fuck.
And I go, brothers.
So it's the holiday party that one time. Got a little weird.
Oh, I bet. All right, well, have a good one. And I get on the train. What, so I know we're kind of like slightly near the back, like not quite in the center car. What do I kind of see? I just want to look left, look right.
Yeah, so this car is clearly like a lab car. So it's like set up for, you know, scientists to work in. So there's some tables. The tables are all bolted down because it's a, you know, train car that moves. And on the various tables, there's like experiments and things set up. Like some of them have like, you know, like a tray with like a weird fungus on it, kind of like tacked down to the tray and like with little like scalpels and stuff next to it. There are a couple cages along one wall that have like a couple like giant rats in them. One of them actually has a fungoid guy like in it, just looking kind of sad.
Oh man.
There are other stations that have, you know, like test tubes on them. There's not a ton of glassware because, you know, it is again train, so it'd be hard to do like these delicate things around. Yeah, just different like papers and folders and things around. Other jars with different like fungus pieces in them. Jar spiders. Some books.
So I guess while my friends get oriented,
you know, science stuff.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. As my friends are getting oriented, I just want to start like for files or papers, I'm just grabbing them, just kind of holding them under my arm, just picking them up, kind of leafing through them casually.
Yeah, the guy who like escorted you onto the into the car is kind of like, all right, I guess you guys just do your thing, and then we'll, you know, be back home in like a day or so.
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, and then he goes to the car. He opens the door of the car like further back in the train, and that looks like another, like a car full of like storage, like crates, and there's some other cages with other animals and things in there, and then he closes the door.
So
you were on the train.
We're on the train. So it's going to take us about a day to get back.
I mean, so remember the train goes to the city of Horticlass, so it'll take you a day to get there.
Right.
So we can assume, still probably, what, like 15... ballpark 15 hours, like that ravine that we're kind of targeting.
Yeah, I have the train map. That's what I was kind of getting to. Can I figure out about how long it's going to take us to get to that ravine?
Yeah, sure. So you can look at the map, and it pretty much is just like, you know, it's a bird's eye view map that goes like kind of curves like through the swamp, and you can see that kind of like has to go around some kind of bigger like bog areas, and then there is, you know, a clear like kind of canyon area on the map. And then there's, like, some more, like, swampland, and there's, like, the wall is marked out, like, around, like, the central area of the whole land. So you can think if it takes a little more than a day to get all the way back to, like, the city of Horticlast area, it'll probably take you, like, 10 hours to get to the ravine by train.
Okay.
That might be a long time. I don't know. We're going to be on this train situation forever.
So we got to kind of... I'd like to whisper to my friends. We got like 10 hours. What?
Do we have to be whispering? We're in the car by ourselves at this point, right?
Oh, are we by ourselves? I thought there were other scientists in here.
No, it's just the three of you as scientists. Oh, your guard escort guy left.
All right.
And there's, you know, there's like a sad fungaloid man in like a cage and some giant rats in a cage, but there's no like humans.
Despite all his rage.
Yep.
Well, friends, it looks like we got about 10 hours on this rickety old steam traption. And then it's about the time we can make our move. So I guess we gotta stay undercover unless we wanna I don't know, put everybody under guard for, like, the whole ride?
Yeah, as you say that, you do hear a little, like, and then you do feel the train kind of, like, start going. So you guys are going.
Step one appears to be complete. Loves it. Excellent work, good chaps, getting on to the train.
You don't have to do that anymore, you know that, right?
I don't break character while I'm on a mission.
I think he's stuck.
I'm stuck also, and I feel powerful like this. It's kind of nice.
Should we unplug him and plug him back in?
Wait, listen. I agree we should perhaps play it close to the vest while we are on the train. However, perhaps there are some opportunities to take out the lone guard or two to make the end of our journey a bit easier.
All right.
I'm reluctant to release some of these animals until perhaps a bit later, but that could also be useful.
We should release the is it fungoid or fungaloid?
Fungoid.
I don't know why I added that extra syllable, but...
Oh, you should toss them before we go, you're right.
Are there windows to the... I don't know how fast we're moving yet. If we're moving 2 miles an hour, we can just whip this guy into the bog and he's good.
Toss him. I agree. Yeah, let's toss him. I totally agree.
Okay.
I will say there are some, like, windows in here, but they're kind of, like, high, like, small windows, and they don't seem to have, like, openings.
We can just drop him off on the way back.
We don't even know
if this guy's sick. Like,
I mean, you can tell from, like, you can see, like, the trees of, like, the forest swamp outside. You can tell you're kind of, like, getting up to speed.
These guys spoke common before, right?
They,
or did I have to use my weird thing?
I think you had to use your weird thing. I think when you were talking to them, it was mostly they were talking to the rat, and he was telling you what they were saying. But if you have, like, your magical can talk to anybody thing.
Do they have ad language?
My stats. 1 second.
The thing is, it's... Can speak to anyone. They need to understand language, but they don't need to. We don't need to share a language. So as long as they have any languages,
they can understand common, okay, and undercommon. But they can't speak. They don't have mouths, so they kind of shuffle. Like,
that's like the way they communicate. The telepathic communication goes both ways, so okay, they don't need to be able to verbalize.
Hey, what's up? You don't want to be in there, right?
No, I hate it in here.
Okay, open the door.
That was all telepathic, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he kind of like, he's all like squinched up, so he kind of like scoots out like lower feet first, and then he stands up and kind of brushes off his little mushroom tummy, and he's like, I think is your telepathic connection still intact?
Mm-hmm. As long as we're within 30 feet.
He says, thanks. I think, are you going to dissect me?
That's not my plan. But you are going to have to play it kind of cool. We're all on a moving train. Okay. So, like, lay low, I guess, until we stop.
Are you with the King's Guard?
No, we are not.
Okay.
Explain your reticence!
I mean, I've been stuck in that cage for, like, days.
I didn't do it.
I mean, I don't know who you are, but thank you for letting me out, I guess. I guess, can I just go, like, sit somewhere?
Are there, like, chairs? There's gotta be stools or
something. Yeah, he's gonna go find, like, a little stool and, like, climb up it, and just sit on it.
He can't be free yet, but he can be more comfortable in the meantime.
Yeah.
True. Should we give him, like, a little knife or something? Can I give him, like, a dagger, just in case that guard comes in while we're not around? Just fucking...
I don't know. I only have 4 daggers. Do you think I can spare one?
You got more daggers than a Brazilian nightclub or a Jamaican nightclub. Fuck.
He's sitting on a little stool at one of the, like, lab stations. He looks around and then he grabs, like, a scalpel and just holds it up. And he kind of, like,
shifts. At us? He's
brandishing it? Oh, okay. He's ready.
All right. Okay.
I'm sick.
I'm going to smoke this dude.
I mean, if you come at him in an aggressive way, he might.
Then he will get smoked, but. Alright, cool.
So we saw the one car to like one side where the guard went in is like mostly like a luggage kind of storage, it seems mm-hmm. like. So that's three cars from the back. Then there's
mm-hmm.
a car, the back, the caboose.
Mm-hmm.
That they have no idea about. Yep, hell yeah. And then there's some cars in front of us.
Yep.
Alright. I mean, do you guys have an opinion on which way we go? If we just try to walk to the back, kind of establish a beachhead and like then work our way forwards, or do you guys want to go towards the front?
So I'm having trouble understanding exactly what the mission is. Why wouldn't we just wait until the train gets where it needs to go, let the people get off?
We're curious kittens!
Well, I mean, like, I think the only thing I would do, like, was thinking, because we need to get the passengers. There are non-involved passengers, I believe, on this train that was established. So, like, we have to hijack the train, like, completely when we get all the people off the train when we get to the other side of the ravine so they're safe, who are not involved, murdering, I guess, anybody who we feel like is involved. And then we need to bring the train back. I guess if we have enough fuel, we can bring it all the way back, drop these fucking, like the little mushroom guy and the rats off, and then go back to the middle and blow the tracks so the train falls in, the tracks fall in. But like, I think we're going to need to like do some work prior to arriving to like make sure we can do all those things. That's what I was thinking anyway.
I guess my thought was we could just let the train around train styles. Mm-hmm. And then when we get there, destroy the train, and then fucking hoof it back to the swamp, and then explode whatever we gotta explode when we're there.
I don't know. I mean,
I got two shatters a day for the rest of my life, baby.
I think it can't hurt to look around. You know, maybe we discover a contingent of like 40 guards in a car or something like that. It'd be good to know they're there. But we don't have to, like, we don't really have to do anything specific right now. I just think I'm a curious kitten and I'd like to look around.
We have to stop the train because we can't go all the way to Horticlass. So we got to figure out some way to like not go all the way for once.
Yeah, I'm definitely forcing the innocent people just off like outside the wall and hopefully they can get back inside. That's the nicest I'm being to these people. I don't want to go back into the city.
Because of the slickers.
I hate him.
Yeah,
it feels
exactly.
bad to hear that word without "city" in front of it. Like I know what you're saying, now, but you said that.
Oh, I have
like
no idea what you were saying when you said the slickers. I was like, who are the slickers?
Billy
that
Crystal,
I invent, like,
the guy from
a
Home
Wild
Alone.
Street gang that I forgot that I made up. Like I don't know what's.
You
happening.
Think this is slicked back?
this is slicked back.
This is slicker territory. Yeah.
That's our word. But with all that being said, I also think we should look around next episode.
It might be a good place to pause. In the next episode, we start train shenanigans.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I'll be training for next episode.
Hey! Happy birthday again, Zach.
Thank you.
Zach, have a good wedding.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll cut this stuff out. Appreciate don't it. Worry. I don't want our listener to know that we're actually friends.
We don't know each other at all.